welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today, our New Year's podcast series continues as we're joined by the new country chief executive for Ingram Micro Canada, Bill Brandl. 2016 was a busy year at Ingram, with both Brandl's arrival from Buffalo as former Canadian chief Mark Snyder took over leadership of Ingram Micro EMEA, and the slight matter of Ingram being purchased by China-based H&A Group, a deal that was announced early in the year and closed late in the year. Brandl offers his thoughts on his new role, the new structure for Ingram, and the acquisition, as well as other major issues in the channel, and he also offers his thoughts, predictions, and forecasts for this year. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. My chat with Bill Brandl. Bill, thanks so much for joining us for the podcast series.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I guess to throw it open, a lot going on at Ingram this year, both in terms of you coming to Canada and taking over the leadership there, and of course the acquisition by H&A. I guess let's start with that first item. It's been, what, three and a half, four months now since you you kind of moved into the Canadian leadership role. Can you talk a little bit about the experience so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Robert, I'll tell you, it's been outstanding. I've said this before, and I've been telling people, anyone who will listen to me, just how amazing this transition has been. I mean, not only did Mark really spend the time to make sure that I was set up for success, I really felt like he was handing off one of his children, quite honestly. Mm. But he did such an amazing job of making sure that I was set up for success that the transition has been one of the smoothest I've ever had in my entire career, my 19-year career at Ingram. This is, taking on a role like this, as you can imagine, I take it very seriously, as did Mark in the transition. And I think that the team here has as well taken it as serious and has just been amazing helping me get on board and get up to speed as quickly as I have.
All right. You feel you've got your footing pretty firmly at this point?
I do. It's interesting. I was just telling this to someone in this industry, 3 to 4 months is more like 3 to 4 years. I feel like I've been doing this job forever. But it, because of the pace that we operate in and it's been exciting, but it's been educational. And again, I can't stress enough that I have one of the most amazing leadership teams. So where I've been unfamiliar with portions of the business, they've been able to get me up to speed and very efficiently. And having just gone through our budgeting process for next year, it was really good timing for me to be here.
All right. Perfect. What do you see as sort of driving the business? What's been kind of leading the charge for Ingram, and if there are any areas that you'd like to see performance improve a little bit, love to get your thoughts on that as well. In terms of vertical, in terms of technology, in terms of whatever segmentation you want to give it.
Sure. You know what I've seen so far and what's been happening for us here at Ingram is, we're seeing tremendous growth in the VAR SMB space with double-digit growth year on year. And it's just been a phenomenal success story within our business. The one area that I would say is probably a little less than what we had hoped for is really the retail space, right? Mm. I think due to the sluggish economy, we're just not seeing the business in retail like we had hoped and planned, right? We are seeing modest growth, but it's not anywhere near what we would have liked to have seen this year from the retail space. So that's an area we're going to keep an eye on in 2017 because, looking at a lot of the data for next year, I don't see a lot changing.
Mm. And strength, it sounds like, in all the B2B markets, which certainly I would think speaks well for the VAR and the MSP that makes up the majority of the readership of the site.
Absolutely. Very strong performance there. And again, as we've talked in the past, an area that we will continue to double down on, to provide additional support. And we can certainly talk more about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Continuing with kind of the wander through the year that was 2016, obviously the other big, the other big headline was you guys went out and got yourself acquired. That closed just recently,
yeah.
With Ingram becoming part of H&A Group. Can you talk a little bit about that experience, how that's gone, and what you see it meaning for Ingram Canada, both now and into the future?
Absolutely. It's been an amazing process to undertake and be part of. I've learned a lot throughout this entire process, and I'm excited. I'm glad that the deal is closed. I think all of us are happy that the deal is closed, right? Mm-hmm. The great news is we remain a standalone company, headquartered in Irvine, California, headed up by Alain Monet. So all of that stays exactly the same, right? You're going to be able to count on the same people in region managing the business. There's no changes there. You know, we spent time and the transaction passed through a rigorous security review by the U.S. government and their 9, security agencies. So there's no concern with the transaction or with the partnership that would stop anyone from selecting Ingram as their solution provider of choice. Really for Canada, what's new and what I see as really an opportunity for us is we become part of a bigger company. With over $90 billion in assets, we are going to be able to make investments that are going to stay true to the focus that we've talked about already around advanced solutions, around SMB, and around cloud, those key areas where we see our true growth engines for our industry next year. I will have access to funds and dollars that I can go leverage to make those investments. So I think for me, that's what gets me really excited.
All right, great. I want to touch a little bit more on advanced solutions. That's an area that it sounds like, based on what we've heard from Dave Mason recently, is growing even significantly above expectations and starting from a not inconsequential base. Obviously, this is a fairly mature business that Ingram has been in and focused on for a while. And it's something that I know in previous conversations you've said is in your background and has been in your focus and that you want to throw even more light on. Can you talk a little bit about sort of where that business is at and the sustainability of the growth that you're seeing there?
Absolutely. So, you were spot on. You know, it is a very large chunk of our business today is the advanced solutions business, you know, and it's really squarely housed in our VAR and SMB community. And, what I will say is where we've made investments over the years, I think we've been kind of cautious at some of the investments, and we've waited for things to materialize before we would start to really, kind of add focus or add additional investments. What I'm seeing is we have an opportunity now to add value-added services that we don't currently have in Canada that I know led to some of the success on the U.S. side and other parts of the world for Ingram's advanced businesses. So we will be beefing up our training capabilities, our professional services capabilities, and adding technical capacity to the partner community around some of these core categories like hybrid data center, cloud, software defined, some of the areas that I know tend to be a little bit more complex, mm-hmm. and have many more steps to take and take more certification and authorizations. That's an area that I believe Ingram Micro will make additional investments to help support our partner community.
All right, great. Shifting as we have a little bit into the crystal ball, as it were, and looking at 2017, to throw it open, your kind of overall expectations, what you're expecting from the business, what you're expecting to see in the channel in 2017.
Yeah, well, despite the real major change in the economy, I don't believe you're going to see that, right? I think that we're still going to look at about a 1.5 to maybe 2% growth. From that perspective, I still see that being a challenge for all of us. However, I'm very optimistic that we will see growth. As more and more companies are looking to cut costs, as the evolution of the cloud and really people truly starting to adopt and embrace the cloud, and IoT is another really big opportunity engine for the IT space, I see 2017 filled with opportunity. And I see it being an area that we can still see good growth in the IT space.
it sounds like the areas that you're expecting it are the areas where the technology conversation has almost become secondary to the business conversation that in turn drives the technology decision behind it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And more, you know, what we're seeing is more and more of the IT decisions are being brought up by the line of business, right? The folks that actually need the solution to support their business or their function of the business.
Okay, great. Your thoughts on the Canadian distribution market? It's an interesting time for Ingram and for your peers. One, to especially get your thoughts as comfortable as you are giving them on Tech Avnet and what that means, especially given that that's something that will presumably add strength in terms of them as a combined unit in that advanced solution space, which is so important for yourselves, which is so important for both of them separately and together eventually.
No, you are absolutely correct. And it's an interesting, you know, when I look at it from an outsider, okay, this is just, you know, my take on the world. I look at it as it'll be interesting to see what the companies look like when they're done with the merger and the, you know, and they kind of take a new form, right? Because really you're going to have two very, very different companies coming together and they'll look different when it's all done. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious to see what the company's going to look like. And I think that, you know, per the announcement, the need for them to be able to remove, you know, millions of costs and duplication of effort out of the business, I think it really makes our closing more timely. Right? As I stated earlier, right, we're not going to see any changes in personnel, closure of facilities, or any major platform changes as it revolves around our cloud or any of the other platform-driven things that we've delivered, components that we've delivered to the business. In fact, you're going to see quite the opposite, right? We're going to be able to deliver a consistent and predictable support to all of the channel partners. So I think while I'm interested to see how that merger finishes out, I still don't think it sways us from making our investment and growing out our advanced solutions business. As I said, that's a huge market. The IoT space alone promises to be very lucrative for the IT market. And I think that, you know, while we're positioned today to take advantage of it, my goal would be for our team to take a very aggressive stance and get out there in front of it. Now that we have our acquisition behind us, it's full speed ahead.
All right. Sounds good. You've obviously been spending a fair bit of time over the last few months chatting with solution providers, with your partners across the country. How are those conversations going? What do you see as the mood in the channel as we're heading into 2017 in terms of, well, just generally how they're looking at their business and how they're looking at the market for 2017?
You are absolutely correct. I think that has been one of the most amazing parts of this fall, right? It's the whirlwind of partner visits and engagements that I've been able to participate in, which has been really exciting for me because I've met a lot of great people. And I mean, the partners that I've met, there isn't one of them that I don't look forward to seeing again. They're just some of the nicest people I've ever met. But the general consensus from what I've seen in the reseller community is that of optimism, right? And I think that's where I get a lot of my optimism from is they see 2017, that this market is probably one of the most exciting times to be in this market is right now. Right. When you look at where the technology is going, when you look at data centers redesigned, right, to be able to capitalize on the cloud and all of the cloud products that are going to be delivered and hosted, whether it's through our partners or whether it's through relationships that they make. I mean, it just opens up this whole new opportunity to have conversations with our customers to both remove costs, to remove complexity, to help streamline businesses. So I believe our VAR partners see the opportunity as one that is going to be very successful in 2017. And again, I can't stress enough, when you look at IoT and what that really means and how you monetize connected devices, I think it just opens up the door for what our community does best to be able to deliver some really unique, creative solutions and drive growth. So I see everyone really focused on 17 as being a milestone in this industry to really evolve.
All right, before we wrap up, just wanted to give you a chance to offer any shout-out to the Canadian channel community you may see fit to give.
No, thank you very much. And again, Robert, I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me. You know, what I would say to our partners is 2017 promises to be an exciting year. Ingram Micro has never been positioned better to be able to make the necessary investments to truly drive unique solutions and growth in the supply chain. So as you look at making your investments in your business, leverage Ingram Micro, leverage the resources we will be adding and developing to grow out and round out the skill sets for our own organization to provide support to our partners. So we are going to continue to be aggressive. You're going to see us continue to drive value into the supply chain, into the advanced solution space, and you're going to see a very strong focus on cloud and the adoption of cloud.
All right. Brilliant.
And it's going to be a fun year. We're going to have fun.
That is important.
Yes.
Bill, I appreciate your taking the time. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Again, welcome to the industry. I'd wish you well on your first Canadian winter, but you're coming to us from Buffalo, so somehow I don't think there's anything a Toronto winter can throw at you that will send you running for cover.
No, actually, I'm excited. I'm going to probably see less snowfall, so this gets me very excited.
All right. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
So there you have it, 2016 in review and 2017 in preview from Bill Brandel. I'd like to thank Bill and thank Ingram Micro Canada as well for their continued sponsorship of ChannelBuzz.ca and their help in continuing to bring all of this to you. Hey, we'll be back on Thursday with the penultimate edition of the podcast for this year's New Year's series, and as I'll be joined by Avnet Canada boss Brian Abig. Speaking of distribution execs who've had things shaken up a little over the course of 2016 by M&A activity, Brian offers his reactions to the pending mega merger between Avnet Technology Solutions and Tech Data, and much more. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.